This is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. North Atlantic right whales are critically endangered, with just over 400 individuals and their numbers declining. The leading causes of death are well known. They're ship strikes and entanglement in fishing gear. But the population has also seen low reproductive rates and declining health status in recent years that can't necessarily be explained by those impacts. Now, new research points to another possible culprit, and that's climate change. Dan Pendleton is a research scientist with the Anderson Cabot Center for Ocean Life at the New England Aquarium, and he's a co-author on the new study. Dan, welcome to Living Lab Radio.
Thank you.
Dan, we have followed this issue for years, and I've spoken with multiple leading researchers about the threats facing North Atlantic right whales, and they've always kind of demurred when it comes to climate change, saying, you know, there are clearly environmental changes that are impacting right whales, but we can't really say that it's climate change. What are the particular changes or symptoms that might indicate that climate change is at play and that would have prompted you to go ahead and do this research and really probe the question of whether climate change is affecting right whales?
Well, that's right. We haven't been able to say that climate changes are affecting right whales in a very specific way until recently. And that's due to the natural variability in weather, and the same way that it's difficult to say that a hurricane or a tornado was due to climate change. But what we found in our study is that changes in ocean circulation outside of the Gulf of Maine, the meandering of the Gulf Stream and its interaction with other currents in the North Atlantic, are having an impact on temperatures inside the Gulf of Maine. That's one of the findings in the paper, is that the water at depth is warming, and we think that that is having an impact on the life cycle and the phenology and the distribution of the critters that right whales eat.
So talk a little bit more about this. It's particularly warming at depth, not necessarily all across the Gulf of Maine, not necessarily at the surface. So why would warming in one particular part of the Gulf of Maine, and in particular down deep, be such a problem?
Well, to be clear, the warming at the surface has been noted, and it's an alarming rate of warming. But the warming at depth is occurring in a band where Calanus finmarchicus, the primary prey of right whales — these are rice grain-sized little fatty crustaceans that right whales search after.
They look almost like fleas, but they're swimming fleas.
Almost, yeah, like swimming fleas, and their ability to swim is not very great. They're like mosquitoes. They're blown by the wind. They have a little bit of control in their local environment, but that's it. So they're supplied into the Gulf of Maine through ocean currents, largely. And some of those ocean currents come in at depth. Some come in along the surface. But the currents at depth that are warming, we think, are having an impact on the late stage, they're called. These are the very, very ripe and the very fatty copepods that right whales target. So right whales in the late summer will often feed. They'll dive down to 100 meters or more to feed on hibernating copepods. And we think that that supply is being affected by warm water entering the Gulf of Maine.
Well, Dan Pendleton, you mentioned this area south of Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. And that's an area that we saw right whales using really heavily this past spring. In the past few months, and that's kind of an unusual place to see them. But in fact, you've done a lot of the computer modeling that went into this recent study, and previously looking at how ocean conditions affect food sources and where that might lead right whales to be. And in fact, you kind of predicted that this is an area that they might use. Does that indicate to you that, hey, maybe we're starting to get the story right, and maybe we're starting with this work on ocean temperatures and food sources to get a handle on why right whales' movements have seemed so unusual and so unpredictable in recent years?
Yeah, I'd say that that work that we did that showed the area south of the Cape and Islands as a good habitat was a bit of an unexpected result. And at the time, several years ago, about 8-9 years ago, there weren't a lot of people looking down there for right whales. And it was pointed out that this was an old whaling ground, but you know, we actually didn't think much of it, but we did identify it as a potentially good habitat where we ought to find whales.
So you think maybe they've actually been using that area and we just haven't recognized it?
That's possible. It's also possible, you know, that the strength of copepod growth in the western Gulf of Maine that comes down the main coast into Cape Cod Bay, and, you know, along in the shallower waters, it's possible that there's just suitable copepod prey in that region. It's hard to say without more zooplankton and copepod sampling in that area. But tying computer models of copepods with temperature and circulation, we think it is a good way to identify potential habitats.
Well, and that's kind of what you were doing in this most recent work and looking in a lot of cases for correlations between, okay, you know, the ocean temperature is changing in this area. We've also seen a decrease or an increase, a change in the amount or the type of food that's available in that region. We've also seen a change in how much right whales use a particular place or don't use a particular place. How strong do you think those correlations are as evidence that, you know, this is actually the causal chain of events as opposed to just kind of, you know, these might be correlated or associated with each other for, you know, completely other reasons?
Yeah, that's always a good question to ask in correlative studies. We feel pretty confident that given the level of survey effort for right whales, especially in the Gulf of Maine, it is a correlative study. We brought in a lot of collaborators who had expertise in their particular ocean monitoring systems, and I think that lends strength to the fact that we believe these are causal relationships that we're elucidating.
And it certainly seems to explain parts of the right whale story that we haven't had an explanation for before. Why would, you know, the health status, kind of how fat and healthy these whales look, why would that be declining because of entanglements or ship strikes? You know, there's some ways that we could see entanglements affecting certainly long-term health or reproduction of animals that get entangled. But, you know, why would we see this more broadly across the population? I mean, does this story in your mind and this role for climate change really fill out the story of what is the challenges that are facing right whales right now?
Yeah, I think that this adds a piece that we didn't have before. We know that ship strikes and entanglements in fishing gear are horrific to the health of North Atlantic right whales, in particular females of breeding age. And we think there's some evidence also that's linked to food. Obviously, the human impacts combined with losses in food can spell disaster for the species. But until now, we haven't really understood the mechanism for, you know, what would be causing a reduction in food.
And part of that is understanding now that as the right whales are moving to adapt to where there is food, that's actually some of those shifts are putting them into greater risk from ship strikes or, you know, into greater contact potentially with fishing gear and at greater risk of entanglement. And I wonder, as our understanding of the role of climate change grows, what does that mean for the importance of efforts to address these other risks, ship strikes and entanglement in fishing gear? Do they become less important or do they become actually more important?
I would argue that it becomes more important to address those issues because there's more uncertainty in the system. It emphasizes the need either for humans to be able to react quickly to enact protective measures or to enact protective measures over much, much broader regions that are likely to cover wherever the whales might be.
And what about the relationship? I mean, how important is it to relieve those pressures? Will that give the right whales any greater ability to adapt to climate change?
Yeah, relieving pressure of both threats from fast-moving vessels or large vessels, even small vessels that may strike them, and removing essentially rope from the water column, which is what whales get entangled in, that would relieve a great pressure. And the North Atlantic right whale population alone, over 83% of whales show evidence of being entangled at one point or another.
I mean, how concerning, though, is it to now understand that climate change already, and we've seen some pretty dramatic warming in the Gulf of Maine. We know that the Gulf of Maine is warming faster than 99.9% of the world's ocean. So this is, you know, this is something that's already happening in a very dramatic way, but obviously it's not stopping. As the ocean continues to warm, I mean, is this, I hate to say it, but is this a death sentence for right whales? Is this something that they can adapt to?
Yeah, I think, I think the whales can adapt to the climate change. I think it's the humans that have a harder time adapting. Our systems of commerce are so ingrained and difficult to change that it's hard for us to respond. Hmm. Whales, it seems, have made a quick response by seeking out a new habitat. You know, they may just follow the food. They're not, I don't think that right whales are necessarily anchored to the Gulf of Maine. They can swim thousands of kilometers. They certainly do every year. The whales are going to be able to adapt. It's just that the humans need to get out of the way.
Dan Pendleton is a research scientist with the Anderson Cabot Center for Ocean Life at the New England Aquarium and co-author on a new study linking changes in ocean temperatures in the Gulf of Maine to a decline in food sources for right whales and a change in where endangered North Atlantic right whales are spending their time. Dan, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me today.